happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happens just to praise Him. Something good is about to happen, and brother, this could be that very day. Yes, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper, and it seems like things get bleaker every day. But for this child of God, it makes no difference, for it's get much better either way. I have never been more thrilled about tomorrow. Sunshine's always bursting through the skies of gray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be. Sister, this could be.
Well, thank you so much, Yuma Pine Church, for the invite this Sabbath, this beautiful Sabbath day. And did you order this beautiful Sabbath day?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, if God would have said, Sheila, how can you improve on this day? I'd say there's no way I can improve on this beautiful day that God has given us today. And He has also given a song. In our ministry, the ministry of Ladies Praise has been going on now for close to 36 years. And Charlie was the one who started Ladies Praise. She said, when we were in cradle roll rooms with our little babies and the ladies were singing and stuff like that, you know, I hear some harmony, she said. And so I think it would be nice if we had a lady singing group. So Karen and I and Charlie are the original members. And then these newbies, they came about 7 years later, and so they've been with us for a long time, and Becky Thompson is our newest member, who's been with us for over 10 years now. So we are a tight unit, and God has blessed us immensely. Let me introduce you to our members. Charlie D.L. at the piano, and she has been playing for us and praising the Lord in song for many, many years, and we just thank the Lord for her ministry in playing the piano and accompanying us. And then here in the alto section, we have the two Beckys, Becky Greenlaw and Becky Thompson. And myself is Sheila Meharry, and I sing soprano along with Debbie Smart next to me. And Karen Margart is singing alto alone today. Tenor alone. Danelda Todorovich usually sings tenor with Karen, and she came down with a very bad cold, and we didn't want to spread any of that around to you, dear folks, so we told her to just stay home. But anyway, the Lord chooses our songs for us, and so the songs that we have here, as you read in your bulletin today, there's 9 songs, and when I say the Lord chooses them for us, we go through them, He brings them to us, and we don't argue about what we're going to sing. And there's been a couple of songs that have been put back in the back burner a time or two. But for the most part, the Lord just blesses us in music. And you will see that there is a sermon in each of these songs. So listen to the words, and you will be blessed. Let's now bow our heads as we have opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being with us this morning on this beautiful Sabbath day that you have given us. We thank you for the gift of music, and we thank you for each individual that has come here today in this wonderful church that you have provided for the little town of Yuma Pine. We thank you for the blessings that you have given each one of us with our families, with our loved ones, and with our friends. And we just ask that you will bless us as we listen to your sermon, the words that you have chosen in the gifts of each individual song that we will be singing today. And we just ask that we will open the hearts of those that are listening and be with us as we sing, be with Charlie as she plays. And as we leave this place, we ask that you will carry a tune in your heart, each one of your hearts that are here today. We pray now, Lord, in your loving name. Amen.
That one.
Christy and I look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain. The turtle dove is singing its sweet song of morning. The leaves on the trees turn their silver caps to the sky.
Thank you.
This next song that we're going to sing is called Then I Met the Master. And it holds just very, very dear to my heart because a friend of mine once told me that when she heard this song, I don't believe it was when we sang it, but she heard this song, Then I Met the Master, she gave her heart to the Lord. And so it just, the words are beautiful in it, and the words touched her heart enough that she said, okay, Lord, I'm all yours. Of this next song, Crimson River. And I noticed that the song service songs all kind of formed around Jesus's crimson river that flowed out of his side and from his hands and from his feet. And it was nice because when I talked to Keith, I don't know if you had, did you have anything to do with the choosing of the songs? Ken.
That was the Lord.
So Debbie was, she leaned over to me and she said, the Lord chose the songs for song service today. So because they all wrapped around the blessed sacrifice that Jesus gave to us when he hung on the cross and allowed his blood to flow that we may live with him.
Deep and wide.
This next song is called The Haven of Rest, and it was written in the 1800s. It's really old. But the reason it's old to us is this is the very first song Ladies Pray sang 36 years ago. So we dug it out of the archives, Sheila and Charlie and I, and we taught it to these newbies. So this is the first time Haven of Rest has been sung in 36 years. So enjoy the words. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest.
Enter the haven of rest.
friends may never see the teardrops in my eyes. Other friends may never know the pain I've read. Every tear he wipes away and every heartache shed.
Thank you, each one, for inviting us to share our Heavenly Father with you this morning. Will you bow your heads with me as I have our benediction, and then we'll do Never Give Up as a closing. Our dear Heavenly Father, dear Lord, we are so, so grateful for the sacrifice that was given. We can't even begin to describe it, but we are so, so grateful for it. Thank you for the second chance we have of choosing to live with you forever. We look so forward to that day, dear Lord. Help us to keep our eyes focused upward on you, dear Lord, and thank you so much for the opportunity we've had today to share you. Amen. Guide and direct us, each one. In Jesus' name, amen.